Your Network of Praise, this is Carly and Prince, and I have another wonderful testimony from Warrior Leadership Summit. I have just been introduced to Will, and you probably noticed I was a little happy, a little over-happy maybe, when you came in the room, because when we had a special fundraiser this spring, we shared your story over the air, and some people might remember that, but in case they weren't listening, would you just start from the beginning and tell us your story?
I'm Will, I'm Nespers, I'm from Lapway, Idaho. Growing up, you know, I grew up in a domestic violent home. Earliest memories I had, you know, was always seeing, like, my brother's face is full of blood. My sister, you know, in a pool of her own blood, getting dragged out in a stretcher. Mm-hmm. And my mom abandoned our family, I think, a couple months, when I was only a couple months old. And my dad was, at the time, he was an alcoholic. He was addicted to drugs. And for me, you know, I was just a kid. That's basically all I had to do, was just watch it go down, and wasn't able to say, hey, stop, or break up what they're fighting.
Right.
So I remember as I got older, you know, like, I go to school, and I went to elementary school, and it's just like when something goes down on a reservation, the whole reservation knows what happens.
Wow.
So, like, everyone knew about my family and what they do, and that title they put on my family also came to me, where they said, you know, they said that my family were full of drunks, you know, they ain't going nowhere in life. So, and I remember I was in fifth grade, a classmate of mine said, you know, Will, you're gonna be a drunk too, you know. You're not going to go anywhere in life. And at that point, I said, you know, I'm not going to drink alcohol. I'm not going to do any of that. It's like, because I see my dad do it all the time, and the way he acts when he's drunk. It's like, I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
But when I was 13, my older brothers, like, my older brothers began to start abusing me, because my dad abused them, and they would take it out on me. And I remember I was just, you know, it was the last day of school. I think I was going into ninth grade. And so I was like, all right, cool. So I was one of those kids that go, you know, straight home, play video games and just chill out. I was just one of those kids that would, 'cause I love video games. And so I went home, I went in my room, you know, got a little snack, just minding my own business in my room. And then one of my older brothers came in, he's like, what are you doing? Get up, get outside, do something. I was like, no, I just want to chill. And then he grabbed me by the shirt and yelled in my face, told me, get a life, you know, you're worthless, you're a loser.
Mm-hmm.
He slapped me, and then he threw me on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that point, I was thinking, like, all right, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, not having no friends, no, my dad wasn't, he was there, but wasn't, like, always there for me. My mom wasn't there. My brothers were abusive to me. My sister was always with her friends. And I was like, all right, maybe he's right. You know, like, no one cares for me. I don't feel loved. I was like, why am I here then?
Yeah.
And then I remember I met one of my friends, my old friends. And he knew what I was going through.
Hmm.
But the sad thing is that the only reason I hung out with him was to fit in. He was a gang member. He always fed me. He always had my back. And I remember I was with him at a party, and I had to use the bathroom. And I went to the bathroom. I looked in the mirror, and I saw my dad. The person that I said I didn't want to be like, and I saw him in that mirror.
Wow.
I hated it. I'd even use the bathroom. I'm going home. I just left the party. I went home, and I was crying that whole night. Then for like a month, I didn't do nothing. I was just done with everything. I couldn't continue to drink or smoke or do any bad thing. I just stayed home with my family. And that's when I heard about this conference, Warrior Leadership Summit. My family is also deep in traditional, in the traditional ceremonies. And my family despises, Christianity. They don't want anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. I had that mindset growing up as well, because that's just what my dad told me.
Sure, it's what you're taught.
And so my whole reason why I wanted to go to WLS was just to get away from home, get away from my family. And so I got the paperwork signed and everything, and I was like, hey, this is really happening. I've never been outside my reservation in a while. And I remember my first day of traveling here, we were in a big charter bus, and they gave us all notebooks and pens. And that's where I first started journaling. And when I was journaling, it got really, really personal. I don't even remember how or why I was crying. I just couldn't stop crying. But I remember what I wrote down in my notebook. I said, if this conference that I'm going to doesn't help or change me, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to take my life. Because this Jesus guy, if this Jesus guy doesn't help, then what else is there? My traditional ways weren't helping. Anything, nothing wasn't helping. Alcohol, drugs, none of that was helping. And June 28th, 2011, that's when I gave my life to Jesus. Because I remember the speaker was saying, like, do you know who really loves you?
Wow.
And he said his name is Jesus. And I remember I was with some of my old friends and they did the invitation, and I wasn't afraid to leave them for Jesus, because I was, as soon as he said, come up, if you're going to come up, come now. And I just jumped right out of my seat. And, I felt so free. I felt so loved.
Wow.
And, all by his grace, I'm going to Indian Bible College. I just got my associates. And by his grace as well, that he will have more work for me to do to reach to my people and to Native America.
That's an incredible story, and it's so touching, Will, because the tears are still fresh. It's not that long ago that it was before Jesus, and now you're on the after Jesus side of the story, but there's still healing. I think for all of us that's true as we continue our faith in Jesus, but the thing is it just, he takes us from glory to glory, and that's what I see in your life. So God used Warrior Leadership Summit, and you keep coming back. Do you keep finding yourself growing in Jesus as you come every year, learning new things?
I think 2 years ago, I think 2016, where I said, you know, there's probably a bunch of wills out there that have the mindset where this is it for me. This is my last thing I'm going to do. Because I do, like, every chance I get, you know, I always try to shake people's hands, you know, see how they're doing.
That's awesome.
Because I know a lot of people that come here, they probably don't hear, hey, how are you doing?
Wow.
Or they don't hear, like, it's really nice to see you here. Or, I'm glad you're here. I know a lot of people from reservations never hear that. And I always like it here because I know most of these people never get this kind of love from their reservation.
It's quite something, Will, to realize. And I don't know if you know this, but I want to tell you that not only does Jesus love you, but he likes you. And he is especially fond of you. And I believe he is a champion of your story. He wants to make sure that your story gets told, because as you know, there's so much hurt and so much brokenness. But I believe you are a champion among warriors. Not only are you a warrior, but you are a champion among warriors. When you're surrounded by your peers, I believe you just rise to the top, because I see that kind of grace on your life, and the hand of God is all over you, my friend. I am so glad you're here. Thank you so much for telling us your story and for telling us why it's important for people to help kids get here to Warrior Leadership Summit, because it really is a game changer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say?
No, not really. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
But thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing your story.